Those who accepted my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me, because they love me. My Father loves me. I will love them, and I will make myself known to each of them. These were the words of Jesus, expressing how important it is for him to be able to learn to listen to his voice and follow his advice. In general, we always do what we want. And although we say that we believe in God, we always end up making the decisions that we make that are the right ones. What would Jesus do? This is a magnificent question. I think it's a very important question, a question that will help us to solve so many conflicts that we have in our heads, to make so many decisions that will bring good consequences for us. My beloved friend, life is decisions. From when we get up until we go to bed, we are making decisions. The question that we make are not correct. To make a decision, we start from a knowledge, from something that we already have established. And some make decisions because they have an established pattern to make them. Others make decisions based on the experiences they had in life. We always focus on something in order to do what we consider to be correct. But how many times do we ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? This is a great question. Have you ever asked yourself before making decisions in life? Here we see our order of priorities and how important is it to God. Now we may consider why there are decisions that do not depend on God. But we are very simple. But however simple decisions may be, we must learn that it will always bring consequences, and that God is always there for us to help us make those decisions, however small they may be. His love is there, and what he wants for us is to learn to trust him. Do not remove God from the equation of your life, because not everything that is before our eyes wants to say what is the truth. Now, many times we do not do it as Jesus would do it, simply because we are not willing to do what he would do. And we can take the easier path. The easiest way is how the world offers us. Do what your heart tells you. How many times have we heard that advice? It sounds nice. We get sentimental and then we say, do what our heart tells us. The problem with man's heart is that it's deceitful. The prophet said that in addition to being deceitful, it's perverse. And when a heart that has been completely given to God, the most probable thing is that although he is there, he is not ruling it. Perhaps you will say, but Pastor, I already opened my heart to God and he lives in me. I am not going to question that. But I ask you, in your decision, in your everything that you are doing, how many times do you go to God asking, is it your will? What do you want me to do, Lord? Do you want me to do it? You want me to make this decision? Now, maybe some will. But we also have a serious problem. We do not know how to wait patiently, and we despair. We ask God to show us his purpose and his will. But when we feel that enormous silence, we despair of doing what God never commanded us to do. The Bible is full of people who made wrong decisions because they wanted to and not because God showed them to. Now perhaps you will come to think, as most think and say, I already have God in my heart. He is my friend. Therefore, everything I do is going to go well for me. Do you know what this is a serious mistake? Thinking that way is a serious mistake. You know why? Because the fact that God is with you does not mean that he approves everything you plan to do. He will only try what is subject to his purpose and his will. But many times we launch ourselves to do things our way. We say, God is going to support me. Even Jesus himself was careful to think in his humanity because he was a man. To think that he was the Son of God, things have to happen as he wanted. But even Jesus himself was subject to the will of God. We see a Jesus who every day before dawn, before the day clear, he would go to a place to be alone. He would enter into secrecy to talk with his heavenly Father. Every time the disciples woke up, they realized that Jesus was not in his room, but they already knew where to find him. In the most secret place, there he was with the Father. Jesus said, "I do not say what I want to speak. I speak what the Father tells me to speak. I do not do what I want to do. I do what the Father wants me to do." And if he, the same Son of God, he did it, he was subject to his will and to his obedience, which is expected of us. Do you remember Gerasenes? Before being delivered, reaching the crucial moment, Jesus makes a prayer and says, "If possible, pass this cup from me. But if it's your will, do not." In other words, my humanity, Lord, wants things to happen, Father, in a different way. But in the end, after all, so that you have me on this earth, and therefore what you want to be fulfilled in my life is fulfilled. Satan tried to divert Jesus the moment he was led into the desert by the Spirit. There he was tempted. The times he was tempted, he was always tempted in his humanity, the humanity of a man, trying to make him deviate from the plan, to make him deviate from the purpose, and that Jesus doubted his identity. But neither that the stones became bread, nor reaching the shortcut by surrendering to Satan to conquer the kingdoms of the earth. They moved him to be subject to what God would do. Now some would say, "But Pastor, many complicated things and doing many things, what pleases God cost us." At some point, it will cost you, because we are so used to this world and what this world thinks. It does not agree with what God thinks. You know why? Because they call bad things good, and they call good things bad. And in the end, this world is far from God. The fact that God is with you does not mean that he is approving of everything you want to do. That's why today I want to advise you. You want to live long days on earth? Love the Lord for real. Let's change the words to actions if we love him. Before making decisions, let us ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? There you will get an answer, because he is ready to hear. He is ready to speak to you and to show you that purpose that he has already defined for you. Now do not be afraid, because you will say, when we think of God, we think of so many things that we have to leave, and maybe that will prevent you from advancing. But when you focus on Jesus, everything is transformed. Everything. And even when everything is transformed without realizing it, it's happening, and then you understand that you couldn't do anything in your strength, that everything was tired. What would Jesus do for him? It's time that we put Jesus in the equation of our life. And no matter how small the decision, ask him, "What would you do? What would you want me to do?" You do what you want, if not what he wants. He will have all the support of heaven. In addition to that, you will avoid so many headaches. You have a Father who loves you and is always there for you. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your intimate, infinite love and mercy. Thank you for your fidelity, Lord. Thank you for your company. Because sometimes, Lord, Father, we do not notice. We ask for your forgiveness. How many times have we thought we were right and we do things our way? But thank you for that love, because when we fail, you are always Jesus with your arms open. If it were not for the love, where would we be now? If it were not for your patience with us, where what we be now. Thank you because you love us. Thank you. Thank you because while there is life, there is hope. Although we make the mistakes, you are faithful and just to forgive us today. That from this moment we learn to ask first before acting. Because many times we act and then we ask. In this way we can keep your word. Being faithful is to call to you. Come, Lord, occupy the first place in my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. God always arrives just in time. And remember, you can subscribe to our devotional YouTube channel, Just in Time. There is always a word from God for you, and God continues to speak today. The question is, do you keep listening? Blessings.